Colin Woodall, Vice President of Governmental Affairs with the National Cattlemen and Beef Association, says this is coming if something is not done by the Senate.
When you look at what we're dealing with here, it has been made very clear to us by both Canada and Mexico that they have full faith that the numbers that they have submitted to the WTO are ones that will be approved. And as soon as they get the okay from the WTO, they will commence retaliation against the U.S. beef industry and many other industries that they have outlined as potential products to have a tariff placed on that product as it's imported into Canada. Now, everybody needs to understand that a tariff is basically a tax. And for beef, we're looking at a 100% tax on our product. That will, in effect, shut down the trade that we have with Canada, which continues to be one of the top five markets for the export of U.S. beef. That's unacceptable to us, especially after such a strong vote in the House where we had 300 House members vote to repeal Kuhl. Now we need the Senate to take similar action in order to prevent this retaliation, which we know is coming.
Woodall explains what the next step is for these two countries with retaliation.
The next step is to get that final approval from the WTO. Once that is complete, it will be published, and all three countries will be made known of the WTO's decision. At that point in time, Canada and Mexico will implement their retaliation. Again, in the conversations that we've had, not only with their cattlemen's associations, but also with their government, they have all said that on day one, the first day that they are approved to retaliate, they will take full advantage of that. A lot of people still think that maybe they won't, that this is just a bluff. A lot of folks don't think that the number that they'll retaliate against will be enough to cause us any sort of economic harm. We don't buy into either one of those. We've had the conversations face-to-face with the Canadian and Mexican governments, and it has been made very clear to us. This is not a threat. This is not a bluff. This will be reality. And if we don't fix Kuhl before that happens, then we could be stuck with retaliation for anywhere from 1, 2, possibly 3 years while the WTO completes this process.
And there are some out there who feel there are other options rather than full repeal of Kuhl.
This is one of the things that bothers us because there are still groups that continue to think that there is a way to negotiate a fix to country of origin labeling. The House did the right thing. They passed full repeal of Kuhl for beef, pork, and chicken, and they did it in a bipartisan fashion. We have looked at this from every different angle. There is only one way to prevent retaliation, and that is full repeal of Kuhl. There have been some talks about putting a voluntary system in place, but doing so through legislation, the Canadians and the Mexicans have said that that does not work. So it doesn't matter who thinks that's a good idea. As long as the Canadians and Mexicans still continue to push back, the WTO will rule in their favor. So ultimately, we have to ask, what will the Canadians and the Mexicans and WTO accept? And they've made it very clear they will only accept full repeal of Kuhl, period.